I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And thanks for Melanie for all those cool tunes that she played. And we have special guests, so stick around.
I know that you're so young. Oh, you hear the wind blow? Listen to the raindrops outside of my window. Wind blows, can you hear the wind blow? Listen to the raindrops outside of my window.
Yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite from Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This month, Catch Cowboys and Aliens from the 1st through the 11th, a Harry Potter retrospective the 15th through 17th, lots of zombies on the 21st, and awesome midnight movies every Friday.
For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
¿Qué le pasa a Lupita?
No sé.
¿Qué es lo que quiere?
Bailar.
¿Por qué ella no baila?
Su papá.
Ni hablar.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. You're listening to the Morning After Show on CITR. And we have special guests today. Payback is here. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. Great. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Awesome.
So they're going to be performing a couple of songs here for all of you. And we'll tell you what we started the show with. We started with the Raveonettes, really cool band from Denmark, with the song Forget That You Are Young, from the CD Raven on the Grave. And then we listen to Aunts and Uncles. They just have a new, brand new EP that here on CITR all the DJs are digging. The song was Yet to Relent from Aunts and Uncles. And then Sex with Strangers, another Vancouver band with Image of Lust. And You Come Blonde with Wind Blows. Another new band that is making waves around Vancouver, You Come Blonde. So, yeah, we have exciting news also. We have some Japanese festival coming to town on October 18. Next, Music from Tokyo. The Olio Festival is coming also, the Vancouver International Film Festival. Lots of cool things. The Fringe International Film Festival is coming too. So lots of good things coming to the town. No? Yeah.
Crazy. A lot of beautiful art.
Yeah. So we're here in the studio with Claudine, Kender, and Sean.
Indeed.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. I'm Claudine.
So you guys just had like your first show yesterday, you said? Or?
We, that was the first time playing together as a band in a unit, and yeah, it was beautiful. Now we're doing the Morning After.
Yeah, cool.
At the Morning After show.
Hungover.
Great.
Yeah. Very
hungover. Like all good artists.
The Morning After. So that was on the ANSA, no?
Yes.
Yeah. What was that festival that you were playing?
It's actually all, like,
candidate
that. It's his event.
Hi. We did this show last year called the ANSA, the Sonic Brew, and it was pretty awesome, so we did it again this year, and basically just got 10 different acts, like started off with us, Payback, opened the show, basically rock, then we moved to metal, then went to hip-hop, and then it went into like funk, reggae, soul, and then house DJs.
Oh yeah.
So it's just crazy. So, you know, like if you could keep people there, even if they didn't like any of the rock or the funk or whatever, they'd like something. So we had a crazy bartending team. Our staff was awesome, and we're actually overstaffed this year.
Okay.
But it was awesome.
So it's like an all-day thing, or?
It was just from 9 till 2 a.m. at the ANSA. Monday night, service industry night. I had a lot of people from restaurants there, so cooks, waiters, bosses.
Yeah,
a lot of my bosses were there.
Yeah.
Former bosses.
Cool. So interesting. What kind of music is Payback?
I, since the beginning, would say we have been genreless. I mean, this can be used for anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just mixing.
It's ideas. It's message driven more than anything. So at the end of the day, it's you put anybody behind this and we'll play.
Okay. And what's the message?
Love and truth.
Cool.
For everyone. It's it's all that needs to be. And I thank God that I'm here in Vancouver to actually be enjoying a movement that seems to be very driven by that.
Yeah, look at all the CDs.
Yeah.
All Vancouver bands here.
It's an amazing thing to see this many artists and this much talent just kind of sprouting. And
it's
a beautiful movement happening right now. So
cool. So you want to play a song?
For sure.
What are we going to listen?
I believe I'm going to play Love Is Enough to start off. It was the start of our set last night. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
So let's listen to this.
Sunday, September 4th at the Electric Owl Social Club, witness the rebirth of Gobble Gobble, now known as Born Gold. This band has been touring the continent in a relentless fashion, winning over fans around every corner. Also appearing will be Teen Days and Blood Diamonds. Doors are at 9 and cover is $10. It's all brought to you by Beatroot Magazine, No More Strangers, and WinnieCooper.net and CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, that's gonna be happening September 4th. So when's your next show, or what's happening with that?
It's just strange you bring up September 4th. We'll be playing The Reef at September 4th.
You will be playing that show? We just tune in?
So The Reef on Commercial Drive, 1018 Commercial Drive. It's the end of Patio Day's party, sponsored by R&B, and Payback is gonna be headlining that show.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah. Can you give the address again?
Absolutely, 1018 Commercial Drive.
1018 Commercial Drive. Yep. What was
the Reef restaurant? It's just between Napier and Parker.
At Reef.
Yep.
Okay.
Drive.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that's when?
That's
September 4th.
Yeah. Sunday.
Okay. Sunday. It's Sunday. Cool. Mm-hmm. I think the Victory Square. It's also happening that day. You know, at Victoria Square.
Lots of music all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of it. It's long weekend, no? Too.
Yeah.
Is it?
As far as I know. Yeah.
Cool. What time are you guys on?
They're on at 3:30.
3:30? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you
so
can
come there and go to Victory Square.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Full day music.
Yeah. What's the lineup in your band? Do you have like a drummer, another guitar player?
Right now, yeah. It's bass, lead guitar, me playing the rhythm, and a drummer. In the future, it would be nice to have more people get on board, but for now, we're just trying to get the demos done, the albums done, to
it's
where
amazing
we like
with
them.
The core that they've got right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. The guys sound really tight.
Love you, Dan.
Dan, Rick, where are you guys?
Dan.
They gotta work, I guess.
Dan is the sound guy? Or?
Dan would be our guitarist extraordinaire that's not able to be here right now, so.
But he's brilliant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's brilliant.
Very much.
He's quite funny, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has his moments.
Cool.
He tripped on stage last night.
whatever
joke, he did that.
One of our greatest moments. It was amazing.
Awesome.
He didn't hurt himself.
Cool. So I guess you guys are an East Van band?
We're an East Van band.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, Lord, that's a song writing itself.
Yeah. A Commercial Drive area?
That's what I like to call home. I got here 3 years ago, and I got there once, and it seems like I can't get away.
Yeah, from where?
Much. I was raised in Ottawa, so I came from what's left of a scene there, came here and went, oh my God.
Yeah.
There's
not a lot of things going on in Ottawa, or what's
it's
happening?
It's not that there's not much going on, it's just it's unfortunately because of what's happening with our economy, the restaurants are going down. It's kind of the same thing that's happening right now. Venues are not having an easy time, and I think we're seeing a completely different attitude in musicians right now.
Mm-hmm. So you probably have to go to cross to Quebec to get more live
you
music.
You go anywhere you can when you're in Ottawa is a tough market to actually be making enough money to survive.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But listen to another song, no?
Sure.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Do me a favor.
that's what you feel. Friends, superficial, do you need me to be? For you see, life isn't there. For you see, life isn't there. Who cares about woe when there's break open out of wound? Who cares about starvation when there's driving through?
So that's Payback. Kinder and Sean are here in the studio, and we'll be right back after a couple of local tunes here on CITR.
Money. Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Locks, white socks, and I'm sporting my sandals, tight pants.
candles.
Here 101.9 FM. We have the guys from Payback here on the studio.
Yeah.
Playing some songs.
We can't help it.
And we're listening to a couple of Vancouver bands. Tyrina Horse with Jay Wolf. That was the first song of this block. They have a CD called Ghost Wolf Mother Hawk Prairie Unicorn Lion Lioness. That's the name of the CD.
Just thinking.
And then we heard Synthcake. They have also a new EP called Musicophilia. The song was Red Raw. Sun Wizard. They have a CD called Positively Fourth Avenue. So I'm thinking these guys are from Kitsilano. Huh? I don't know. They're going to be playing at the Victory Square Block Party. That's happening this Sunday. And after them, we listen to Mink Valley, also another commercial band.
Nice.
Yeah. Mink Valley, we listen to Indie Spasas. Yeah. So the Victory Square Block Party, yeah, it's happening this Sunday from 2 till 9. Cambie and Hastings, Sun Wizard is going to be playing with Hot Panda, The Beelines, Men at Adventure, My Friend Wallace, Peace and Bleeding Hearts, DJs Blood Diamonds, Teen Days and Glory Days DJs, and it's going to be some comedy also, so, yeah, pretty cool. And it's going to be a raffle there with the proceeds going towards Megaphone Magazine.
Thanks.
So it's the street magazine.
Sweet.
The homeless people put, yeah, so it's going to be cool. And then if you're in the Commercial Drive area, you can head, before going there, you can head to the Reef Restaurant.
Absolutely.
1810, is it?
1018.
1018.
1018 Commercial Drive.
Yeah.
Between Napier and Parker.
Yeah, these guys, Payback, are going to be playing there at 3:30.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, get some Jamaican food there, no?
Get some good Caribbean food into you. Get some complimentary beer from R&B Brewing.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be some complimentary beer.
Be some complimentary beer there.
Cool.
It's definitely worth coming out.
Hopefully we get some.
Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't know about this. I'm definitely gonna be there next.
Secret's out. I was keeping that from the band.
We're just gonna pay.
Can we go now?
You just twisted my arm.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, so other events happening. Well, we're listening to Synthcake. They're playing today at the Library Square. Yeah, they're having these shows every Tuesday, actually, now.
Nice.
Yeah, they call like Higher Learning. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so today the Wizards are going to be playing there with them. Pretty funny band, the Wizards and Synthcake. So, yeah, that's today. Tomorrow, Joyce Conleywood is releasing their album. If you're into punk rock, all girl bands,
nice.
Yeah, they're gonna be releasing their CD at the Waldorf tomorrow.
Nice.
So you should go check them out.
Joyce Conleywood.
Joyce Conleywood.
That's my SkyTrain stop.
Yeah.
I wonder where they got the idea from.
Yeah.
Don't see that.
Yeah.
Well, it's the guys, same as these guys, possibly 4th Avenue. Okay. And then there's this Vancouver band, also called 41st and Home.
Dude.
Yeah, actually, I have that album.
Yeah, we should play some of that too later. Yeah, a lot of references to, you know.
Yeah, it seems like... Van likes to represent. We make sure that we know where we're from, apparently.
Yeah.
I guess we forget.
Yeah, no, there's nights like that.
Let's see what other things are happening here around town. Well, tomorrow also the Reverend Horton Heat is coming to the Commodore Ballroom. We should give away tickets for that. Telephone number here is 822-487-822-CITR. So we'll give tickets for that. On Thursday, the SSRIs are having a house party. They're going on tour. So, yeah, check it out. It's at Thor's Place, Thor's Palace, actually, Thor's Palace. That's on 12th Avenue between Sophia and Kingsway, I believe. Yeah, I don't know if they have the address there. Just between Main and Sophia, Kingsway, between Main and Kingsway. Just go walk around 12th Avenue and you probably listen to the
music.
To the party there, yeah. So that's happening on Thursday. And actually, the SSRIs are going to be performing as a guest band for the Next Music from Tokyo, Volume 3. That's happening on October 18, and one of the bands that is coming is called Natsumen. It's a pretty well-known Japanese band, really cool. We should put a song from them. Let's put a song from this Japanese band, and then we'll be right back with Payback. We're going to play a couple of more songs, and we'll keep on chatting about plans and stuff, no? Cool. Okay, so you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a live song, so check them out. They're playing October 18 at the Biltmore. Tickets are like eight bucks right now, and there's gonna be free food, and so yeah, grab your tickets now.
Thank you.
that was a little bit of noise for you.
Oh, yeah.
The SSRIs they're playing that song Rose. They're playing tomorrow, as we said, they're at the Thor's Palace there on 12th Avenue, between Main and Kingsway, around there. And then they're playing with the Japanese guys on October 18 at the Biltmore. So we were listening there to this band called Natsumen. Pretty cool band. Awesome. They're like eight guys, I think. Yeah, it's an 8-member instrumental band from Tokyo. Self-described as progressive hard rock, jazz, aggressive improvisation rock band.
Yes. That is very fair. Yeah.
It's just really simple music.
Something like that. The song was No Reason Up to the Death. So we'll bring some of more of these Japanese bands that are coming to town on the 18th, so people get familiar with them and go get the tickets. No? Very cool. What else? Well, let's play some more music, no? You guys want to go ahead and do a couple of tunes there?
Just want to... before I start this, this will be the first song that was ever written in this band. This is my first song I ever wrote.
And, oh, yeah?
There's another writer to this band that unfortunately got left back in Ottawa when I came to Vancouver. So, Corrine Wardle, you're not forgotten, darling. We're coming to get you. So, this is a song called Traveling Alone for her.
So somebody there clapping.
I was gonna say I can pretend it was
there.
Cool. So that's dedicated all the way to Ottawa. Or
that's dedicated to the other writer of this band, and it's to let her know that she is not forgotten, and she is still very much a part of this group.
But she's still there in Ottawa.
She's in Ottawa because basically, it was the universe kind of made me go one way, and she had to stay there. She had responsibilities, and did the right thing for herself, and that was the goal, was let's do this to the point where we can go do this for a living.
Cool. So there's plans of bringing her over to the West?
We're having an interesting time because she's actually dealing with some issues with immigration.
Oh.
She's technically English and was born there and is trying to get her papers, and it's strangely hard to get papers when you can't prove that you exist. So it's kind of getting in the way right now, but she'll be here soon enough.
Cool. Yeah. We got a text message there. Davila 666 from Puerto Rico is playing Friday at the Media Club.
Nice.
I don't know who Davila 666 is.
I'm just
sounds devilish.
666 doesn't make it sound ominous at all. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Sounds devilish, but from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know. 666 text. I don't
it was like metal salsa or something. Yeah. I don't know. Lot of fusion these days.
Awesome. It'd be good. It's Christian rock. I love it.
Cool. Okay, let's do another song, no? And then we can play some other music before we say goodbye, I guess.
Yeah, beatbox for this one here.
Any concerts or anything you want to plug in now that we're mentioning all these?
September 4th, be at the Reef.
Calabash, September 7th.
And then afterwards. Starting at the end of September, you can just log on to www.familyindustries.ca and find out all the information for us and a few other bands that are under the same management group, familyindustries.ca. Okay.
Cool. So there you go, guys. Let's play then.
Cool.
Cool. What's your influence, or what's your favorite bands, or what are you inspiring?
It's getting to that point where
throwing bases on floors. I would have to say the biggest one for me has always been Jimi Hendrix. Warrior of Love for me. It meant everything that he did what he did the way he did it. And I just generally realize these days it's the love thing. Anyone that's doing it out of love and doing it because they just need people to hear it. Usually my biggest influences. Candor.
Cool.
My influences?
Yeah, we have had this talk, so I'm kind of with that.
It's payback. It's you guys. It's you. It's you, man. It's all you. You're the guy.
You're the man.
Yeah.
Let's play this band off, 41st yeah. and on Home. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song there?
I like Hummingbird.
Claudine.
I like Hummingbird.
She likes Hummingbird.
Hummingbird. That's number 5. I'm gonna play this band. Oh, they have one that is called Gorbachev too.
Nice.
Yeah, funny. Too.
Okay, let's listen to Hummingbird. You're listening to 101.9 FM. If you miss the show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. The show will be there, or you can also check bandmusic.ca. There's a lot of the bands that we play here, like Synthcake or Aunts and Uncles. There's also some podcasts like The Beauties that play here from Toronto, some interviews, festival previews, some reviews like the Santana concert. I guess then you like Santana, no?
Love him.
Yeah. Did you check?
Resonate.
Yeah. Did you check him out?
I actually, I would really love to, and if I get a chance, I will. It's that's a man that I couldn't miss that if I tried. I did once because I was working at a music festival. And
okay.
Yeah, I've missed Carlos by this much once. So yeah, exactly. I rolled my eyes at myself there.
Okay, well yeah, check him out. Check the reviews there on Van Music. There's a couple of reviews. So let's listen to that and listen to a couple of ads that I have to play here, and then we'll be right back with these guys. Payback. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Raise a glass and raise your neighbor's hands behind. Stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Union Events and AEG Live present Iron and Wine with Markita Iglova of The Swell Season on Thursday, September 8th at the Vogue Theatre. Iron and Wine will be performing with a full band in support of this year's Kiss Each Other Clean. Tickets are available now at unionevents.com, voguetheatre.com, the Vogue Theatre box office, or by phone at 604-569-1144.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. Well, thank you guys for coming and dropping by the
thank
studio.
You. Can't thank you enough. This has been a lot of fun and doing the morning after.
Yeah, cool. Is this your first radio appearance then?
This is it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, world premiere here of Payback on CITR.
Something special is happening here.
Cool. So, podcast the show, www.citr.ca, and then you can have the show forever.
Sweet.
Yeah. Cool.
Forever, ever?
Yeah.
Forever, ever, ever.
Really can't thank you enough.
So, next Sunday, then,
yep.
At the Reef, 3:30, go for a beer, listen to Payback, playing with the full band. Mm-hmm. That's the plan.
Absolutely.
That's the plan. A little payback for all.
Cool.
Find us at the end of September. Our website goes live at familyindustries.ca.
Cool. Okay, so let's say goodbye with a couple of songs. Malajuve is coming to town on September the 24th from Montreal. They're going to be playing with the Besnard Lakes. So, two of the best Montreal bands. Working on an interview with these guys, Malajuve. And next show, we also will have some special guests playing here live, so don't miss that. And okay, let's listen to Malajuve. And Ashley's getting ready, I think, with her show, What Pink Sounds Like. So we'll be right back.
I'm
explore the convergence of media and electronic music when the New Forms Festival takes over the Waldorf September 9th to 11th. There will be VJs, installations, fabulous art, and great music. The weekend will also feature panel discussions, including a dialogue moderated by Mark Hosler of Negative Land, September 10th from 1 to 5 p.m. in the Waldorf's Leetag Room. Passes and advance tickets are available at Beat Street, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at clubzone.com. Learn more at 2011.newformsfestival.com.